It would be a crying shame if Lexi Gallagher threw up on her pretty white wedding dress. Then again, the dress hardly mattered now. She was sure her jaw actually gaped as she watched her fiancé, former fiancé, all slim and clean cut in his charcoal tux, walk away after calling off the ceremony, then turn the corner and disappear from her sight. Her chest felt heavy and tight as the situation sank in. Now what? She was standing in a nondescript hallway in the basement of a church she'd been in exactly 3 times in her life, with close to 150 people due to show up in 20-ish minutes, alone, stunned, and nauseated as all get out. She found the wall with her back, leaned into it, suddenly needing its support as her mind went from numb to whirling like a tornado in a matter of seconds. Lex? The deep, so familiar male voice resonated through her as Gabe North, her best friend, strode around the corner from the direction Raleigh had gone.
What did he say?
Gabe said in a low, controlled voice as he hurried toward her. With some measure of relief, she drank in the sight of him, every golden brown hair uncharacteristically in place, his tuxedo fitting him impeccably. Lexi reached out and wrapped her fingers around his forearm, maybe subconsciously hoping to prevent him from going after Raleigh when she filled him in.
We're not, she cleared her throat to get her voice to work. The wedding's off, she croaked out.
Gabe swore as his blue eyes, filled with compassion and concern, held hers. He pulled her into his chest and wrapped his arms around her as she came away from the wall and inhaled his comforting scent, let herself wilt a little into his strength.
I'm sorry, Lexi,
he said into her hair.
What the hell?
She blew a shaky breath into his lapel, where, she realized, she was crushing his boutonniere, the single bloom that signified his role as her honor attendant.
Man-made, his brothers had teasingly called him.
Instead of answering his question, she said,
Good thing you don't need your flower. I killed it.
I'd like to kill that son of a-
Gabe.
She shook her head adamantly, unable to handle thinking too hard about Raleigh at this moment. She angled her chin to look up at him, one persistent thought jabbing at her with spikes of anxiety.
What do I do about all the people?
She could hear a note of hysteria in her own voice.